But let's go to the Eastern Cape now, because the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, is visiting a number of flood-affected areas in the Eastern Cape today. We know that flooding has caused major damage to parts of the province. Public infrastructure has been affected. Four people confirmed dead as well. And Clankla Mabaso, KZN EWN reporter, is in Port St. John's. He's been following the President. And Clankla, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Tell us what the President is doing and what's he been seeing.
I mean, the president is expected to arrive at 3 p.m., and that's according to the Oratambo District Municipality, but we do know that he will be visiting some of the most affected areas in and around the Oratambo District Municipality. But the most affected, maybe I must say, is the Port St. John's, the coastal town here in the Eastern Cape. Eyewitnesses have been on the ground since Saturday evening, speaking to residents and community members who at the time, mainly really were trying to recover from this flood. And, you know, a lot of people have had to throw away their furniture, which includes electric appliances, TVs and irons and what's not. They say this actually is the third time that they had to do such. Mainly late last year, they've experienced flooding. Again, early this year in Feb, they've experienced flooding. But this is said to be the worst, because they actually had to swim out. This morning, eyewitnesses spoke to William Matoti, who told eyewitnesses that she was actually in Johannesburg, where she works, when she received visuals now of her own house flooded. She says their tenants in the yard were also affected. Maybe let's take a listen.
We've never been, so we've never had water in this house. And when they sent us the videos, it was devastating to watch. I mean, as I've said, this is our home. It's very sentimental to us. And because we are not here, someone had to come down. And I actually had to travel with my helper from Joburg, because I couldn't get anyone else to assist me when I called. So I traveled with my helper. She was here for 2 days. She left last night because she had other commitments in Joburg. So, yeah, when I got home, I came home to a muddy house. Wet furniture.
So, in fact, many people you've been speaking to say they want a permanent solution. They want fewer government promises. What do we know about what the president's going to be doing?
Well, we do know, mainly, that the president will first meet with officials here that include the provincial government, the premier of Kamabuyane, and the mayor of the four municipalities, because four municipalities under this district have been affected, especially, like I've mentioned, Port St. John's is the most affected. Inuza Hill also affected, with about 10 bridges or so that have been collapsed. Now, the president will first meet with officials to get a brief and then visit the affected places before now going to visit the over 500 people that are housed at the center here in Port St. John's. We are told that the reason why the president will arrive at around 3 p.m. is because the provincial government is currently holding a certain meeting into other things, and there was no way that it could be scheduled. Well, that's what I've heard here on the ground, but we do know that the president is expected to arrive at 3 p.m. In fact, as I speak with you, Mandy, I can see Vaso Gound, and he's the head of the Presidential Protection Service in the KZN province. But I see him here and other protectors now already securing this area, and that, Mandy, can only give the sign that indeed the man will be here.
Nkankla, thank you very much. Nkankla Mabaso, KZN EWN reporter, speaking there ahead of the president's visit to the Eastern Cape this afternoon, where he is going to be having a look, speaking to people in that flood-affected area of the province.